And there's my picture. Tells you when my wife died. We got Matt 1916, it tells you on that.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I've been here a long time.
What, what sort of work did your first wife do? Did she ever work outside?
No, she never did work.
Uh-huh.
The estate, her mother died when she was 10 years old, and Grandma raised the estate out with them, and she stayed down and kept house for her dad, and she had three brothers. And when she was 16 years old, me and her got married and went to our house, and we lived right around Zachary all the time.
Mm-hmm. What church did she go to?
Methodist Church.
Was she very active in clubs or church?
No, she just went to church like I did.
Uh-huh. Do you know how far she got in school?
No, I couldn't tell you. She didn't finish school, but I don't know how far. I never did hear her say how far, but she did say she didn't finish high school.
Mm-hmm. And what about your second wife?
Huh?
Your second wife. You say she's born in Brooke?
And I was born in Mississippi, Lincoln County, Mississippi.
Brookhaven?
Brookhaven, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Is that where your parents are from?
Yes, ma'am.
Both parents?
Both parents, yes, ma'am.
See your age?
My age, I was born in 1903. I was 70 last April.
Uh-huh. Are you Methodist too?
I'm Baptist.
And education?
I was finished at 6th grade.
Okay.
When we was walking in 3 and 4 miles, we didn't do too far.
It raised on the farm too. I tell you, y'all don't know it. Y'all had a better chance than the old people had.
We
had a better chance today than we had.
Oh, I'm
see, y'all
sure
got good education, got even bus halls. We, what little school I went to, I had to walk over a mile to school every day back and forth and work in the field before I went and when I come in of evening. I didn't get much schooling.
And had 3 months school.
Huh?
I said, I walked 3 miles and had 3 months school.
Yeah, it's a hard time back in them days.
Mm-hmm. What's Zachary like? How would you describe it?
What's Zachary like?
Yeah, tell me some about how much Zachary's changed since you...
Well, all the way I can see it changed, don't seem to me like the people here. To me, that says to me as good as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
This younger bunch that come on, look to me like things is messed up here. Now that. All like the way it feels to me, it might look the other way to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you one thing, I tell you, the town, the bigger the town get, the better to live in it, but that ain't so. When I come here and went to live here, well, I was paying $1.50 for water and used all I want, didn't have no meters or nothing. Of course, I burnt wood in the stove. Now I burn gas and I got water, and my water bills run pretty high sometimes. We had coal all lives, now we got electricity. Well, it runs pretty high too. So things is all different now to what it used to be back yonder years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the town, I tell you, the bigger the town get, the more it costs to live in it. You know that? Because you ain't got a lot of people working here. Look to me like they don't need you. I don't know, of course, that's just my opinion about it. But I'd whole lot rather live in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm living here today, you see, because I've been here all my life. Well, I've been living right here about 52 years. This old house here has been here, I guess this house is 100 years old.
Gosh.
I just put this sheetrock in it, and